After the last announcement that the president made, announcing himself as the new dictator of Egypt after the revolution, so I just got this idea of making a poster and posting it online for people to write on it the slogans and opinions about what they think of president's decisions. So I made this anime character of Morsi's face on a body of a shape that looks like Hitler more, and because of the name of Morsi, it works good with Mussolini for sure. So I made this hashtag of Mussolini, and people just download the poster, put on it the slogan and the comment you would have, and post it back. And I've been getting a lot of reactions with a lot of funny comments, and some of them are really creative, giving a negative feedback to the president, you know. They know that you are a dictator, and they know that you are not supporting the revolution or protecting the revolution as you assume.
Artwork has been a barometer of such during the uprising in Egypt. What is Egyptian street art saying now during these latest protests?
Nowadays, most of the graffitis are mainly the revolutionaries who got killed by the police in Muhammad Mahmoud streets 5 days ago. They are all supporting occupying the square. It's not only now about refusing the announcement. Now they are talking about that we have to take the system down. They saw that their friends are being killed by the same way and the same harsh dealing with them as protesters from the police. They know now that the regime is the same. They are getting the same treatment. They are getting the same reaction. So they know that Morsi and Mubarak are just one face. The difference is a beard. This is the difference we see.
Could we talk about the message of your art and design? How does it differ to the message of slogans and posters from the Islamists and from the Muslim Brotherhood?
The Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhoods, they have their own media and they have their own machines that they use for producing some kind of brainwashing. I wouldn't even call it art. I would be ashamed to say that. Think. Use your minds. Don't just follow anyone telling you anything just because they have bigger beard than yours. That doesn't mean that he knows more than you. Just use your brain. Listen to everyone and use your brain and then decide.